You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Miami Marlins with MLB.com's Marlins beat reporter, Joe Fusaro. Joe, one big question is looming over this club between now and the end of the year, and frankly, if it doesn't get resolved, it will be a question into the offseason and into next spring. They certainly hope it gets resolved sooner than that, but what is exactly going on with Jose Fernandez? I realize it's not an elbow or shoulder, but what's the level of worry about the injury that he's dealing with?
Yeah, it more or less, Matthew, is kind of the shoulders where the biceps muscles go up and kind of connect, you know, to the shoulder, and he even was saying maybe like the pectoral type of area. So, yeah, I mean, there is going to be there's going to be a huge level of concern. Now, I do, and what I've heard, and even Jose's body language and the words out of his mouth the other day, I think this is overly cautious, as they should be, you know, to guard against anything. I think, you know, if this were to just any other pitcher, it's no big deal. They miss a start or go on the DL, and that's about it. But, you know, with this guy, they're handling with care. And then the question looms, you know, if he is ready to throw, you know, there's the camp that'll say, why bother? You know, just, you know, do your throwing program and take it into the off season, and, you know, do your bullpens late, you know, December into January and get ready for spring training. And, you know, that's kind of the mystery. You know, only Jose can answer where he feels, and in the words out of his mouth are he wants to pitch, he feels good. I'm also hearing don't count on it. So, you know, I don't really know how to even read it yet, because I do think he will pitch, but I also would not be shocked if, as you alluded, that he is completely shut down. And then what? You know, we're going to spring training, you know, with a guy who's, you know, going to be the ace of the staff, and with big, big question marks whether or not he is completely ready.
Well, right, and I think that's the question is you do want to be cautious, and you certainly don't want to pitch this guy if he's not right. I think that's automatic, that's assumed, but you've got a guy who to some extent is still an unknown because this follows his recovery from the surgery, and it just seems in a lot of cases if you've got a star player, a team more or less out of the race, and an opportunity to shut him down, you do it and you say you come back next year. But I feel like in a weird way Fernandez is almost the opposite of that, just because if they're good next year, a huge part of it will be having him take the ball 30 times. And so I'm just wondering, you kind of talked about this some, but I just want to drill a little more into this idea that, like, it seems to me that there is, in fact, some urgency if he's healthy. And again, to be really clear, you don't even think about it if he doesn't get healthy. It seems to me that there's a real strong argument, if he does get healthy, to get him out there once or twice and see what this guy can do, make sure he's good, and make sure that you have that level of confidence going into next year.
Matthew, I'm in total agreement with you. And because I don't kind of like to play it safe just by nature. I think all we do in this industry is play it safe with pitching. I saw the Marlins back at the end of 2002 do that with A.J. Burnett when he was coming back or something. He got back on the mound just to get a little bit of peace of mind, you know, that he can throw and go into the offseason that way. So, you know, with Fernandez, if it's purely fear that he will get hurt somehow, not even related to this injury, I don't like that strategy. I don't think that, you know, that's not who Jose Fernandez is. He's the ultimate competitor. And, you know, at some point you got to deal with a little bit of adversity and overcome a little bit of whatever, you know. So I totally agree. If he got two more starts, and again, obviously, if there's any discomfort, there's this question, you know, this answer's moot because he's shut down. But if not, you know, why not? The Marlins are going to be scrambling as it is to find innings, you know, to get guys to get through September. I wouldn't be shocked if they're picking guys off, you know, just, you know, off of minor league rosters just to make a start or two, because they have so many young pitchers that can be in uncharted water. So why not give Jose two starts at four or five innings apiece? And even if you have to go 7-8 days between those starts, I don't see anything wrong with that. And it speaks to what you're talking about, you know, get this guy ready to go 30 starts in the year and have him feel confident that his arm responded after, you know, going four or five 60, 70 pitches, or in pitches, whatever they want to go. I think from the team standpoint, if he's good to go, he should pitch.
Right, and you touched on the other thing that you'll often see with guys coming back is they want to get out there and get their own peace of mind going into the winter. And that you actually touched on another thing that kind of leads into another thing I wanted to ask about, which is they've got what is the number, 6 weeks now? Six or 7 weeks to the end of the year now to fill starts. They need guys to take the ball, and so who's going to take the ball for this team beyond – the front of the rotation as they, and not even asking about Fernandez, just what do they do to get a starter every day to have a five-man rotation between now and the end of the year because they're down so many guys?
Yeah, the one guy that is you pencil in is Tom Kohler. So they got Tom Kohler who's going to open the series at St. Louis on Friday. And then what? Well, Brad Hand threw very well in Atlanta, but he's been bouncing back and forth. You know, he has the innings. I guess if they want to just ride it to see if he can earn a spot in rotation next year, if he even fits in the organization and is not part of an off-season trade, get him out there. So there you got two. David Phelps is at 109 innings right now. His career high is 113 with the Yankees last year. So they're handling him with care, thinking, you know, is he, how many more starts is he going to go? How much over 109 or 113 do they want to go? So then you got Jose Urania, one of their top pitching prospects. He's on the DL. That actually might work in their favor because he may be ready to come back in September and log a few starts. And kind of the wild card in this, and maybe probably the most interesting guy to watch in the final month of the year, Matthew, is going to be Jared Cozart. Cozart had that inner ear disorder. First, it was diagnosed as vertigo, and they further studies came up with this inner ear disorder that was affecting his balance. And so that's being treated. Cozart says he's feeling great. He's throwing bullpens right now. He's probably a week away from a Gulf Coast League start. And, you know, if you get this guy pitching in September, they'll have big answers because obviously coming into the year, this was, you know, with Jose on the DL, in their eyes, outside of Henderson Alvarez, their opening day starter, Jared Cozart was the best stuff arm they felt they had in this rotation. So if they could get the final 4 weeks of the season with him in the rotation, and you know, find out that he is ready to be what they think he could be, that'll be a big answer for them.
We talked about one of the two guys who will be at the center of it if this team contends next year. There's a big question surrounding the other guy who will be at the center of it if they contend next year, and that's Giancarlo Stanton. It doesn't seem like anybody's really ringing alarm bells yet, but at the same time, it's not like he's ahead of schedule. How is his recovery coming? What are the expectations from him over the coming days and weeks?
Yeah, it would be behind schedule if 4 to 6 weeks is, and 6 weeks is the absolute, you know, deep end of this. And I think he's getting closer, Matthew. I mean, it's all about hitting a baseball without pain. And his pain tolerance, kind of his track record, and he's been on the DL a lot, is, you know, Stanton comes back when he feels 1,000% healthy. And where they are in the season and the fact that it gets Ichiro out there and Cole Gillespie to get some looks and, it's like, why bother rushing him? So I kind of get all that. You would like to have seen him by mid-August already be, you know, playing. But even if he gets to games in a week or so, he's missed so much time now. Is he going to need 10 minor league games now? You know, it might come to that because, you know, he's going to be stepping in against 98, you know, and that's a little bit different than the cages and flips and T-work. So, you know, I get it that he wants to be ultra, ultra careful and make sure he's fully pain-free and healed. And they need him being Stanton. They can't have him 70% Stanton. He's got to be 100% Stanton. So that's where they are. And it is a little frustrating, you know, as the industry, because you want to see this guy play and if he can play. But, you know, where they are right now, emotionally being in such a rough patch, there's not a lot of urgency to get him out there unless he is completely ready.
One last thing, and I hate doing an entire podcast on injuries, but to some extent it's kind of reflective of the year the Marlins have had, unfortunately. Sounds like everything's good on Carter Capps, and he's back soon. What's his status?
Yeah, I think they're looking right about that 15 days coming off. It was just very scary because it tightened on us, the forearm tightness. And And so immediately he came out of that game, and he felt much better even the next day. So, you know, pitchers are continuously deal with, you know, soreness. Obviously, this guy with that, you know, with the delivery he has, the herky-jerky motion and the toe drag and the jump toward home plate and 100 miles an hour out of the hand, you know, you got to be really, really careful with that. And so that's what they were. I think if they were more of an in-contention type thing, I'm not even sure he would have gone on the DL. You know, they probably would have waited 5-6 days and just absolutely made sure he was okay. So all things sound good, but, you know, clearly if they want to kind of get a little bit of a reflection of what next year can look like, they'd like to have Caps in the back of that bullpen and then get in games that are winnable games and try to lock them down. So, but, yeah, I think that he looks like best-case scenario compared to what we were just talking about.
All right, Joe Fusaro, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.